You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Will you save your house? What are you talking about? I'm talking about sports and comedy. We're going to cover it all. This is the Josh Wolf and Adam Ray podcast. Good call.
Coming up on today's Good Call podcast, Pete Rose on TV, hotel cookie smells, Little League trading card stats, porn searches, pickup basketball etiquette, and the boys are high together for the first time during the whole episode. And now here are your hosts, Josh Wolf and Adam Ray.
And we're off, buddy.
And we're off.
That's it.
Well, we're on.
We're on. Yeah, we're on. But we're off and running. Yikes.
And
that was a stumble.
That was a very stony stumble. This stony stumble was brought to you by the Ocho.
Oh, stumbled right out of the fucking gate.
This pod is coming to you straight from
the Wolf's Den.
The Wolf's Den.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't just come up with that?
Yeah, just right now.
No, you didn't, because that's too great.
Well, we definitely don't call this the Wolf's Den.
You don't? Wait a minute. That was the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And now it's an all the time thing. Either I refer to it always, and it's our thing, which I'll gladly take.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
It's
cool to have like a thing with your buddy that nobody else gets.
But
now I'm announcing it, so people will refer to it even if they haven't been here. Hashtag Wolf's Den. Dude, you get that going? Dude.
What's going to happen?
Is that the name of the talk show?
The Wolf's Den?
Oh man, it's not bad.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
Let's start there.
Yeah.
And sleep on it.
Yeah. I'll call you tomorrow. How about that?
Great.
I'll say, so what do you, that's what,
even just, in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's not a next day, discussion.
You can let it simmer a little.
Your home makes me, I told you as soon as I came in, you guys are killing it. It definitely, oh man. And I'm noticing, here's the thing too, spatially great. Okay. Like not a big, look, I'll never be an interior decorator. Not with that attitude.
Yeah,
for sure.
Really. I mean,
but also, I just, but I appreciate every time I see something, I'm like, oh, I love that angle of the wall. And I'm like, what does that mean? But I know exactly what that means. Your lighting fixtures. Is this a record player?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just noticed that. And guess what? Was already going like all time high as far as like places that I dig.
Oh, okay.
And then you notice a record player. That's like you finish coming and then
something else happens.
Yeah.
After? So
what is the equivalent of a record player? Like after the you can't exceed your expectations anymore.
Some ice cream?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. Just like a,
or your favorite childhood sports hero just shows up like
with the
towel.
Ice cream?
Oh. To clean you up? Oh yeah.
No, yeah. That's maybe.
Like King Griffey Jr. shows up and goes, "Hey man, do you want me to
Me to tell you off?"
Yeah.
Yeah, that would not be
not
great.
That. No. So the ice cream probably.
I think if he showed up with ice cream, you'd be happy.
And there it is. And that's why we're doing this together.
And then it would be great if he also gave you a knowing high five.
Yeah.
Because he knows you just had sex.
Yep.
So he gives you the ice cream and then gives you a head nod.
Totally. Was ice cream the always the popular treat that has had post most sports games? Like Little League, when you're a kid, like it's pizza, obviously, for like banquets and stuff. But like straight up just, hey, great game. You lost. Your parents are like, cheer up. You suck.
Ice cream.
How can we fix this?
That's interesting because when I was growing up, that was it. After every game, we went out for ice cream.
Where?
Baskin Robbins.
Fucking great.
Come on.
If you're going against BR, by the way.
How could you? You have 31 choices.
I feel
choices.
Bad for you how you were raised.
You have 31 choices.
Oh, you're
choices.
Going to McDonald's for... One of three things.
You get three choices.
And look, their vanilla was not bad. But guess what? It also wasn't real vanilla. Spoiler alert.
Nor was
Easter
it
Bunny,
ice cream.
McDonald's.
It wasn't ice cream.
Real, yeah.
Yeah.
Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors, also toppings. Also, like, even the people that worked there, it was almost like Hollywood Video back in the day for a minute. The people that worked there knew about videos and Hollywood. That's why they fucking love that place.
They would tell you if you went to Baskin Robbins and you were like, I'm kind of in the
mood.
They've
tried everything.
They'll tell you.
They go, oh, do you want bubblegum and chocolate chip cookie dough together in a waffle cone? You go, I didn't. And you go, and they go, but do you want it now? And you go,
yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't even like really explain what's going to happen. They go, no, I just know that it's great. And you go, I know you do, Greg, who's a sophomore in high school.
Who's an ice cream savant?
All the kids in my high school worked at Baskin Robbins. I worked at Albertsons, the grocery store.
You did?
I bagged groceries for 2 years. I then was a stalker.
Who'd you stalk?
In the grocery store, oh. I was a stalker. Just made a quick career shift.
Yeah, I just started to become a creep.
Like I was bagging groceries. You know, I thought too much human interaction.
You know what? I need to start stalking people.
No, like putting, like replacing the bread and the milk and the
Got
beer.
Got it. A stalker.
Yes.
Yeah.
S-T-O-C-K.
Yeah, not S-T-A-L-K. Yeah. Although I think you'd make a great stalker too.
Thank you. Wanted to get that quick compliment.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you could. You could blend if you needed to.
Look, nobody blends and stalks better than Lionel Richie, and that was proven in his music video "Hello," in which he follows around a blind woman the entire time he's singing at her. Hello, is it me you're looking for, dude? You just watched her pay for soup with a napkin. You think love is at the top of her list right now? She's looking for a door handle, man. You narcissistic prick. You're cool. You ain't that cool, Lionel. So,
although Lionel's pretty fucking cool.
He's the coolest.
I mean,
if there's one guy, also, it was at a time when stalking wasn't that big of a deal. Early 80s, that song comes out. People are
loving
like,
a lot.
It was called like a cool follow.
Extra love.
Extra love. The love follow. Yeah.
Now, stalking is not so cool.
You know, I have one. It's the most not cool thing to do.
I have one stalker. Have I told you about my stalker?
Yes.
I have, right? I told you about
it? Yes. It's. Yeah. I mean, it's a great repeat, but. When we're 20 more episodes in, we should start repeating stories. When we're 15 episodes in, you like basically do the same podcast 7 episodes later. Not good for the ratings.
Oh my God. But that's, you know, I have tiny little memory problems.
Yeah, it's all good. That's why I'm here.
But I say that to you a lot, don't I? Have I said this before?
For sure.
And you always go, yeah.
Yeah.
You probably have.
Which is great. Look, that's called figuring out your dynamic.
All right. Speaking of our dynamic. Hi, babe. That's my wife, everybody. Yeah. Okay. I love you, babe. All right.
You're the best.
So Roethlisberger's out.
We're talking about that.
We were talking about that.
Look, okay. That's a big deal for the Steelers for many reasons, okay? They were 4-1. And I say were because you're not winning without him.
Well, that's my question. Is there anybody, and I don't think there is.
That's my answer.
Roethlisberger, right?
Yeah.
Mine too. He's got to be the most valuable player to any team.
Yeah, because, yeah, well, look, if my Seahawks lost Russell Wilson, we don't.
Still have that defense.
Yeah, but even our D's banged up now. And also, Jimmy Graham and Doug Baldwin, you don't just create that relationship out of nowhere, okay?
Yeah, but.
A new quarterback doesn't just step in and go like.
The Steelers' defense is.
By the way, I did
not
a really shitty fake pass, is what I just did.
Oh, I thought you did jazz hands.
That's why it was a shitty fake pass. Worst quarterback ever. Always thinks he's in fucking Pirates of Penzance.
I was like, when you say, so you finished what you were saying, and then you did that. I was like, why is he waving at me? Like, I see you, man. I didn't know. Were you like,
I
if
see
you
dude.
Were waving
hey,
to tell me,
we
I'm
good.
Done now. I'm done. You can talk. I'm
nice,
done. I'm
nice,
done.
Nice. He is, and he's been the most valuable for so many years, and because of that,
yep.
He's more valuable. You understand what I'm saying? So well, like he's made his mark that you're like, dude. Now he's been here for so long and been great for so long. We can't lose him.
Yeah, I think. I mean, who would be right beneath him would be Drew Brees, but the difference between Roethlisberger and Brees is that Brees's team sucks with him.
Yeah,
sucks with him.
Sucks,
and so. Now, if you took him out, it'd be an offense that would score nothing. They'd be getting fucking blown out.
Yeah.
At least he keeps them in games.
Yeah.
But the team is bad. So that's why I don't put him up quite as high as Big Ben. But I was thinking about this because I was like, man, I'm so glad Brady's back. But then I was thinking, he's, you know, Belichick proved that he can still kind of win, not in the same way and not against the same teams, but he can still kind of win without him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though Brady has come back and looked like a fuck. Oh, he looks like an angry person, dude.
Does he?
Oh,
too angry?
No.
You like angry Brady?
He's got something to prove. He's fucking mad. He's mad. I'd be pissed, too, to serve 4 games for that shit.
What do you think he was really doing during those 4 games? And I think we have to discuss
this. He was hanging
with
his wife and kids. See you, babe. Love you. He was hanging with his wife and kids.
Yeah, but
he,
like,
there was that picture of him sunbathing nude in Paris.
Yikes, dude. Do you subscribe to nude Brady photo leaks?
I have a Google.
You have a portfolio.
Yeah, I get a Google alert when they come up. No big deal.
You no, it's not a big deal.
No, you got. I mean, listen, you have to go on the dark net to get it, but it's cool.
Look, no joke.
Yeah.
If they something released like, yo, here's Sean Kemp's penis. I can't tell you right now if I would or wouldn't click on it.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, you ready?
What if you're just like, let me ask you a question? I have it.
Yeah. No, let What's me ask your you move? A question. When
your move, McEnroe.
When Brett Favre's dick was on the internet, you didn't click on the link?
No, dude, we've
You
talked,
didn't click on
guess
the link?
Guess what, we've talked about this. And I know we have because that's a, I just know we have. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You clicked on the link.
I know people who got that pic. Yeah, we all do.
Well, why would, I don't understand. Do you, let me ask a question.
Because I've seen dicks, man.
Yeah, but who cares?
Because the dicks I've seen were accidental. Accidental viewings, yeah. Okay? When I was job shadowing a sports reporter in Seattle,
uh-huh.
And I got to go to a Sonics game, got to spend the whole day seeing him do his whole job. It was dope. Sitting in his press box during the Sonics game,
yeah.
When we had Vin Baker and Gary Payton and Jim McElvain, we had signed. The reason Sean Kemp left, because the Sonics go, Kemp had just had a 25-point, 12-rebound average NBA Finals against the Bulls in 1996.
Yeah.
And to reward him, the Sonics go, we're not going to lock you up right away, even though you basically were the reason we stayed in this Finals.
Yes,
and
which he was.
One of the best power forwards in the game.
Yeah.
Arguably, but also a fact.
Yeah.
And coming into his
arguably,
prime,
but also a fact?
Yeah. So definitely is what I meant by
yeah.
And arguably yeah. Plus a fact is definitely.
Definite. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So instead of locking him up, they go, hold off, man. We're not ready yet. We need to go get a center. And he was like, what? But I just 25 and 12 for the Finals,
yeah.
and was kind of dominant. Yeah, but and I'm a franchise player. Sure, but we need a center. We need a tall, gangly center that we're going to overpay. And his name needs to rhyme with Pim Schmackelvain. And that guy was Jim McElvain. And this motherfucker.
What? How? I mean, what
they paid
the
him
odds?
Like $33 million over 6 years. Oh. And Kemp goes, fucking trade me, bitch. And I'm adding some words, yeah. Like the word bitch. But he was not pumped about it.
But let me ask you something. What are the odds that you would want to sign somebody whose name rhymes with Fim Schmackelmain and you would find somebody?
Dude, guess what? That's how they should break down all these trades.
I
His
mean,
name rhymes with this. Do you want him?
Yeah. Listen, I know you put out, you were looking for something that
Bomb Remp.
Yeah.
Sean Kemp. Wait, yeah. No. Bomb and Sean. Wow, dude.
It's close. This
Miss Rhyme is brought to you by weed.
So what does that have to do with
McElvain.
The dicks?
Great question. I go into the locker room
not
afterwards.
Not to always bring it back to dicks.
But to bring it back.
I don't always like to circle back to dicks.
But when I do.
I'm on the Good Call podcast.
The sports reporter I was shadowing goes, let's go into the locker room post game. I go, yeah. Hell yeah. He goes, I got to get interviews. Walk in. Dude, there's no prep for a male adult NBA professional locker room. Okay? No one, by the way, is talking about grabbing anybody by the pussy. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
They're sitting there shooting the shit. And I walk in, and guess what, man? They're not clothed, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And nobody tells you that. You're a freshman in high school.
You were
15
a freshman
years
in high
old,
school?
And you walk in, and immediately you see Nate McMillan dick and Jim McElvain dick.
And you know what?
And
Jim
dude,
McElvain
guess what?
Dick
yeah.
is probably face level with you, basically.
Dude, Jim McElvain dick is teeny tiny, itty bitty, fucking.
Why are you going to throw McElvain under the bus?
Because, dude, he's the reason Kemp left, and he's also a fucking bitch with a tiny dick. And you know what, man? And he sucked for the soups. If you're going to be the reason we traded our franchise player, at least dominate the next year, you know? And you didn't even dominate. You didn't dominate, and you have a tiny dick. Guess what, man? I hate you, and I say it publicly now.
Wow,
yeah.
Jim McElvain.
So anyway, so accidental viewing.
By the way, I don't know if you know this. He's like our top subscriber to this.
Well, guess what? You and I have a decision to make. Do we move forward with this podcast based on McElvain's love and support?
Yeah, the McElvain Warriors are like, they have our own, they have a Good Call podcast.
Fuck.
Like, they
all right, well.
Well, I'll call them. I'll call
them. Do you understand what I'm saying, though? Accidental viewing.
Yes.
So going out of my way, not in my DNA.
But it's got nothing to do.
By the way, that makes up for my misrhyme earlier.
Yes.
Of Bemp and Sean.
Yeah, because you smoothed right into that one. But there's no, like, so, but this, No, so when the picture of Lenny Kravitz's dick was out on the internet, you didn't go look?
No.
Am I the weird one?
No. No. You're not. You're curious. And you're also like, well, you want to be informed. It's being talked about. It's the same thing about looking up a Trump quote.
I just want to see what's happening.
Looking up a Trump quote is the same as looking up a Kravitz dick.
But I've fallen down the hole of Trump quotes. I've never fallen down the hole of dicks.
No kidding. So Brady.
Not with that attitude.
So Brady's kicking it home with his kids, but prepping, but staying ready. What do you think, now, in that same vein, what do you think Dak Prescott was doing during this whole Romo time? How long has Dak Prescott been there?
Just this year.
What?
He's a rookie.
Oh, dude. Another Russell Wilson case.
Yeah.
Fourth rounder. I know he's a fourth rounder.
Fourth rounder, yeah.
So that is fucking bananas. And now they're going to do, because they know what happened with the Seahawks. They go, oh, you got a star quarterback year one and Super Bowl year two, and you didn't have to pay him till year three?
Yeah.
Or year four, I think? Year four we paid
him. By the
way, so they go,
Ezekiel Elliott, too.
Yeah. So, hey, Tony Romo, you're dope.
Kick rocks.
You're dope, dude, but... Bye-bye.
Kick rocks.
Hug the crew. Hug the water boy. Yeah. Take that last selfie in front of the fucking Diamond Vision, the giant big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, go send Dirk a tweet. Dirk Nowitzki, cool being in the same town for a while.
Yeah.
Hashtag, I'm out of here. You know,
mm-hmm.
Make it official because, dude, you are done.
I said last week at halftime of that game, he was updating his resume. He had just gone in.
Funny. Monster.com.
And put a 1-6 at the end of his Cowboys career because that was it for him. The Dak Prescott is. Why would you mess with chemistry like that? You can't. You can't mess with chemistry like that.
No.
And the defense is playing better. Like they've just gelled as a team. I mean, I thought that defense was going to suck a dick.
That helps a lot because Dak Prescott being great and helping a. You know, having weapons, but the D stepped up and nobody thought they were was really giving him a chance. But they're probably fired up by this young performance, right? They're like, dude, this quarterback came out of nowhere, like, and is dope, and now we're dope. Because, dude, when Romo goes down, it is like sucks the
painful.
Wind out.
It's
and
painful.
Especially again, dude, it was like a cloud goes over.
Can I tell you something? If at any point in time I was doing a job, and at that job, I broke my back.
Yeah.
And then knowing going back to that job, there'd be a chance that I would break my back again. 0.0% chance that I go back to that fucking job.
Wow.
Zero. If you tell me, hey, you broke your back.
Wow.
You broke your back. Yeah? Yeah, but if you go back there, you could break your back again and it could be much worse. Well, I'm fucking not going back. That's my back.
Wow. Dude, you know what's
he's 36 years old. So you know how much your back is control of your pain?
And guess what? You're playing football for a couple more years.
Fuck
and guess
that.
And guess what? Who cares after?
Nobody.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. Tony Romo, if he keeps playing, is going to be shuffling by the time he's 40 years old. You can't break your back repeatedly like that.
How many times has he broken it? Once?
This is the second time, right? He just did it.
Yikes, dude. And he's going to come back and play. Maybe he should just become like part owner.
Maybe.
People love you there.
Yeah.
Or do what Dan Marley did in Phoenix and open up a Marley.
Thunder Dance.
Open up a Marley's. And
well,
guess what?
He had a Thunder Dance. I think it's a Thunder Dance.
Now, it's Marley's.
It is?
Yeah. I'm friends with the president of the Suns.
The president?
And I've been to the Marley's. Yeah, dude. So.
He doesn't have. I'm Googling right now if he has a place called Thunder Dance.
It's called Marley's.
It may be called Marley's. I'm saying.
If you can order a Thunder Dan, that I can get behind.
That was my nickname in high school, actually, Thunder Dan.
By the way, if Tony Romo doesn't open a restaurant Thunder called Dan's. Tony Romo's and rival Tony Roma's, he is fucking up.
Should it be a ribs place, though?
Duh. You straight up go toe for toe, tit for tat.
Oh, my God. Well, there is no such thing as a Thunder Dance. There you have it.
This fucking obviously moment brought to you by, yeah, man, I told you so. A new game.
You know, can we tell you how excited I was to look that up? Can I tell you how excited I was to look that up and be like, hey, motherfucker, I know there's a Thunder Dance, but you know what it turns out? That was his nickname. That's why I was thinking there's a place called Thunder Dan's, but there isn't. I don't know if you know that.
There isn't, and I know that because Dan Marley.
But is Thunder Dan? To me, Thunder Dan is the best nickname of any NBA player of all time.
Wow, great topic. Best NBA nickname.
Thunder Dan? Come on!
Well, you're hitting threes. It could have been three-point Dan the Man, you know? There's other... Thunder Dan, like, where did you get the thunder from? Like,
that's
he was
what
so
I mean!
Clutch Dan, doesn't have a ring.
Thunder Dan!
And it's always a sports caster for the home team that goes, like, he's this guy, right? Is Who called Big Poppy Poppy? Or Big Poppy?
I don't know. I think it might have come from Pedro.
Thunder Dan, Sir Charles...
Yeah,
The Diesel, Super Shaq's got a ton. Penny.
I can't think of one in Zoe, sports.
Grandmama.
Thunder Dan.
Grandmama, dude.
Dude, what?
You take Thunder Dan over Grandmama?
Thunder Dan is something I wouldn't mind being called
to the
day
answer?
I die.
What about Iverson, the answer?
Yeah, it's no Thunder Dan.
Wow.
Thunder
message,
Dan.
Message received.
Because Thunder Dan is a great nickname. I could be a professional wrestler.
You could. So you love the versatility of the name.
Oh, and it's powerful.
You could be a chef or you could be a Dave and Buster's employee.
And it could mean so many different things.
Because guess what? That chef, people were like, I'm eating a Thunder Dan's. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I just bought more skee ball tickets from Thunder Dan.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, Dave and Buster's rocks. They're hiring Thunder Dan's.
Wherever. And listen, I'll tell you something else. You walk into a meeting... And you're like, who's that? And who's that? Thunder Dan's here.
Who's the new guy?
Thunder Dan.
Wow, you're right. Guess what, man? Case closed.
I mean,
jury rests.
Fuck. But you know, here's another thing.
Yeah.
Thunder Adam and Thunder Josh doesn't sound as good.
Yikes. Boy. Ugh.
Thunder
Adam. Pull the bus over and kick these kids out the back. Pull that red emergency exit lever and push them out.
There's nothing worse than Thunder Josh. Thunder Josh?
The way you just... Oh, God.
It's not good.
No,
Thunder
dude.
Thunder Dan. Well, I think mystery solved. I have another mystery for you.
Yes.
Why would you put Pete Rose on television?
There might be nobody worse in the history of television. Look, Pete Rose, is that baseball's way of being like, you ain't getting in the hall, so... You might as well just make yourself
like
look
big
like a
toe.
Fucking douche on TV.
He looks like a big toe.
He can't. Look, here's what you need if you're a sports commentator, okay? Or analyst. Well, more so analyst, because you're on more. Commentators, we're listening to you a lot.
Yeah.
They cut to you in the booth every now and then. So you can look like Al Michaels and be fine. And Al Michaels, that's not a dig. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Because you're an attractive man, but you're more attractive because you got a dope voice and you know how to articulate sports.
Yeah.
Because on paper, dude, you know, and I'm just speaking from the place of like, if I were a chick.
Right. So,
and I met you at a bar.
Coming
in
from a guy who doesn't go out looking for
coming
dicks.
From a guy who,
but you're going to judge a guy by his looks. Okay, go ahead.
All right, you're right.
He's about a 7.
So funny. I know. But yeah, you know, what am I doing? Who cares? He's living his life. He's probably crushing it.
Oh,
he's married. I mean, he's married probably, but also maybe not. And if he's not,
if you were Al Michaels,
good for
would
you.
You get
would you want to be Al Michaels' wingman and get all the friends and the frenzy that's surrounding him?
But that silky voice.
So look, you got to have this. You got to have articulation if you're going to be an analyst.
Yeah.
You can look like what is his name?
On what network?
Tim Kirchin.
Yeah.
You can look like that,
yeah.
But you can't sound like that too.
He
you
does.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He does look like that and sound like that.
Tim Kirchin sounds like this. Like, yeah. Welcome back to baseball tonight.
Like
I'm Tim Kirchin.
If you had told me,
dude,
he actually played,
I can't listen to that.
If you had told me he's actually one of the extras from Lord of the Rings, I'd been like, nah.
Hell yeah. Dude, he's Gonzo stunt double.
One of the elven guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And God bless him. He loves baseball, knows a lot about it.
He does. He
doesn't give a fuck. And maybe he's got a, you know, maybe he's just like a dope dude.
By the way, I actually love listening to him.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, because he's so smart.
I'll take Peter Gammons over Tim Kirchin any day of the week.
Me too, man. But I love Kirchin.
Peter Gammons is the best because he always talked to somebody.
Yeah.
He just got off the phone and he loves to tell you about it immediately. I talked to Todd Zeal. I talked to Bobby Bonilla. I just got off the phone with Bobby Cox and he said that Steve Avery is ready to go. John Smoltz, I talked to Terry Pendleton. I talked to, you know, he talks to everybody.
He's been on the phone with everybody.
Dude, Gammons has the most minutes of any
sports. You do know he has his own band, too.
Wait a minute.
He has like a rock
band. What the fuck? Yeah. Called the Gammons Five?
I hope so.
Bad Gammons?
The Backgammons? Oh.
And it's baseball related?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The Backgammons.
That's great.
Not terrible.
I'd go see them. Guess what? I'd pay at least $34 to go see the Backgammons.
If you didn't know the type of music you saw that they were playing, what would you assume you were walking into?
Great question. So Gammon's face is on the poster, right?
Hmm.
And there's a bat through his head, Steve Martin arrow style.
That okay.
Just to be like, this guy's we recognize him from baseball, and he's recognizing it, but also being like, but you don't know what you're going to get because there's a bat through my fucking head.
Different Gammons.
It's a different Gammons. Maybe, yeah, well, different Gammons doesn't have a good ring to it, but that's what's insinuated. What music are you getting? Great question.
How many pieces in the band?
And I don't want to just say like Jimmy Buffett cover band because
right?
Because you look at Gammons and you go, yeah, old school. But dude, you know what I want? I want a Beatles cover band. And A, because we had a solid McCartney talk last week. But B, Gammons, I feel like, has a McCartney way that he moves his face and that he talks and like, that he... And I feel like if he like wanted to, he could fucking dance like Paul and sing like him.
And do a little Love Me Do, like old school Beatles.
Did they sing Love Me Do at Ocella?
Yes.
Was it amazing?
Oh, it was great, dude. Come on.
Was Eleanor Rigby great?
Yeah. Did I tell you that somebody gave me mushrooms this weekend at the in Syracuse?
Jesus. Any good Paul fans? Any good Call fans?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was actually very cool.
And they gave you shrooms?
Different people. Yeah. It was a good weekend all around.
Wow.
Yeah. I was pretty excited about
now,
that.
Now, what do you do with the shrooms when you're just giving to them? Because I know that I would put them away and go back to my room or whatever, and I wouldn't do them by myself. Because you either do them with the people who gave them to you, right? That's the move.
Well,
who's taking them for later?
You definitely don't do them in your hotel room by yourself. That's like a definite place where you don't.
You sound
do
like
it.
The manager of the Marriott.
I sound like a concerned friend.
Hey, both depending on where you were raised.
That's true.
The manager of the Marriott might be your best friend. Guess what? Dad was gone a lot.
I was just hanging out at the Marriott.
They had a fucking checkerboard.
And downstairs, I had free cookies.
Warm cookies every morning on the front desk.
Oh, come on. Except they put nuts in their cookies.
What a weird move, by the way. But what? It is a great move.
Nuts in cookies?
Cookie smells are the best.
Oh, they beat the bacon from last week.
Yes. Cookie smells beat
chocolate
bacon.
Chocolate chip cookie.
But also, you walk in, you smell cookies, you go, I immaculately love this place. Even if the fucking whatever about the hotel is like two stars.
Hang on the lobby.
And that's why they put the cookies out there, because they go, look, they want you immediately to be like, look, we got cookies. You mind fucking not looking at every bloodstain? We got cookies, man. Give us a break.
Can't we pretend that some of those stains are the chocolate from the cookies?
We went out of our way to open the package of grandma's cookies, put them in the microwave when they weren't designed to do that.
No.
Put them on a paper towel, have it burn through the paper towel,
hot that it leaves a mark on the roof of your fucking mouth.
That there's like cookie burn on the top of your mouth.
Yeah.
Look, we did that for you. So can you just not fucking ask us enough to make your bed before you check in?
I mean, enough... Can you take it easy on the Yelp? There was a roach in the sink.
Dude, come on. That's called, he's checking up on the sink.
You know what?
That's our plumbing service.
You know what I tell you? There's no food up there. See? It's all gone.
Yeah. We could have cleaned that food out ourselves.
Yeah, but you know what?
Guess what? We hired roaches.
Saves you money.
Saves us money.
But that saves them money. Because
by the way, enjoy the cookies.
Much for your room.
You've already forgotten, you selfish bastard.
Yeah.
So,
but you don't put nuts in your cookies.
I can't. That's a weird move. It seems like blasphemy.
It's rude. It's fucking rude. It's rude. And if you put nuts in the brownies, it's rude too.
What are you doing to the brownie? What did the brownie do to you?
Yeah, why you gotta put your nuts in the brownie?
What?
It's.
It wasn't there to begin with. It's never been. The first brownie that was made, I can guarantee you,
didn't have nuts.
By the way, so backing that, I can guarantee you I just said.
No, I guarantee
you. If I'm on
also.
Trial right now, I'm going to the grave,
dude,
with that story.
I
guarantee you the first 40 brownies eaten didn't have nuts in them.
I say 50. And here's the thing. I think Who bites into a brownie, tastes all that fucking deliciousness,
all that delicious,
and says, this needs nuts? What kind of asshole did that? That's what I want
to
know.
Hey, Josh, I hate to be rude, but...
this is too good.
You couldn't put one pistachio in this?
I'm sorry. This tastes too good.
This is a party, right? Yeah. And I'm eating pistachio-less brownies?
This is a travesty.
This is a travesty. And you know how much I don't say the word travesty, Josh, but I'm using it tonight.
No.
And I know it's your birthday tomorrow, but guess what? Your fucking brownies are a horrific ordeal.
Yeah, and then you put nuts and chocolate chip cookies.
Get out of here.
Which is something that we should fight about.
Nuts and cookies, nuts and brownies.
Although a white chocolate with what's it called? Not macadamia nut.
Not bad.
Terrible. Not terrible.
Not bad.
Not terrible.
What is the one thing you would find a nut in that you would be like?
Go ahead.
You know what? And that's why I fucking love you. Because I hope. Guess what? If I say that sentence in 5 years and you don't laugh, guess what, dude? Delete my Facebook page.
Yeah, man. Like, I didn't know what you were going
to
say. But
shout out to Zuckerberg, by the way, because I think that Facebook will still be around in 5 years. It's still kicking.
So?
Yeah.
You know,
it's still just as popular.
I think that
it's not going anywhere. It's dominated the game. You think people at this point want to jump onto another thing?
No.
And get their whole life invested in it? Facebook, you're in. Zuckerberg.
Which is the one out of the four did you think? So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Out of those four.
MySpace.
Well, out of the four that are still here, which one did you think was gonna, or do you think is gonna go away first? Like, which one did you not think was gonna catch on?
Unfortunately, Snapchat, I think, will be here forever.
I didn't think. See, at first, I was like, "Why is anyone gonna do Snapchat when there's Instagram?"
Also, I legitimately was like, "No way, people want to know that much that quick." Like, but I guess there's something about the. Is it how much is it? 15 seconds?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not even. There's something about knowing it's only that long that makes you have to watch another one.
I know.
So that's why it is. Because otherwise, you go, hey, why wouldn't Snapchat just let you do as long as you want and then stop it and post it? Oh, because they do well off more posts.
Yeah.
So if they shorten it and they go, oh, you can only post this amount. Oh, I got to post that. And I got to do another one. And I got to do another one. So it's an easy algorithm for them to figure out. By the way, that's the most like introspective I've been about Snapchat since it's come out.
That's what I was just thinking.
By the way, and that,
I, what I was
that
thinking was he's thought about that before.
I got real serious, but let's not forget that 45 seconds prior I said, "What nut would you not eat? What food would you not want a nut in?"
Oh, buddy, speaking of food, I was
you cooked up a feast tonight, killing it, dude, killing the game. You got all bases covered, dude, in life right now.
The fucking Dodgers won tonight, dude.
Big time.
How many Cubs fans are on the ledge right now?
On the ledge. And look.
And for those of you listening, and if it's however long after, the Dodgers are up 2-1 right now. Yes. They're up 2-1 right now. And Cubs fans are, because tonight was the night the Cubs had to win. They had to win with Arrieta on the mound. They just had to win with Arrieta on the mound. And the Cubs probably feel good tomorrow because Lester's pitching.
Yes.
But the Dodgers had to win tonight. You don't want to have to beat Lester.
Look, Dodgers, I live in L.A. You live in L.A. Do you have any allegiance to the Cubs?
I
love Bill Murray, and he's a big Cubs fan, and I don't want Bill Murray to be sad, and that's going to be the name of my first special. But I also...
That's a great name. I can tell you exactly...
It's actually a great name.
It's a great name.
I don't want Bill Murray to be sad.
It's a great name.
What do I use that for?
The name of your first special. It's a great name.
And I have to play this audio at the beginning of the whole special.
That is a great name.
So I better watch what I say now and now and after that and now.
What were we talking about? Oh, here's why I want the Cubs to win.
Yeah.
And here's why I don't. And I'm not. Listen, I know I live in L.A., but at heart, I'm still a Boston fan, and Boston fans don't like Los Angeles sports. Period.
Period.
End of story.
Yikes.
Cubs. Here's why I want them to win.
First of all, different league.
Period.
National American.
Doesn't matter.
If you don't know anything about baseball and you're just tuning in.
The Dodgers are a team that play
the ball's
in Los
thrown,
Angeles.
You hit it, you run bases, you stay
you
on the base
it.
Depending on where the ball ends up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you break down baseball? to somebody who just showed up. Basically that, right?
There are nine guys.
It's not that exciting, but it kind of is. I would actually be pumped to break down every detail. Be like,
I think baseball playoffs are way better than basketball playoffs. I think baseball playoffs, football playoffs. I think baseball
football playoffs are great. Yeah. It's one game.
But I like, I have to tell you, I think there's something about baseball playoffs I love. And basketball playoffs are terrible.
Anything can happen.
And any team can win.
But there's
win.
A little more, the suspense is drawn out. Basketball, the suspense, you only really got it.
In the conference finals and in the finals.
And the last maybe 7-8 minutes, dude.
I know.
Right?
And you know what else?
Playoff atmosphere, though, is, I mean, playoff atmosphere is fired up from the get-go, the beginning of the game. And then.
You talking about basketball?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it becomes like every other game for about a quarter and a half, 2 quarters.
But they don't. Also, there's no real upsets in the first round outside of your Sonics losing to the Nuggets. In the first round, there's never an upset, even rarely in the second round. So the first two rounds to me are boring. Sometimes okay. the series gets pushed, but boring. In baseball, anything can fucking happen. Doesn't matter. Your team gets hot, like right fucking now, the Cubs can't hit. They can't hit, and sometimes that shit happens.
Yeah, wrong place, wrong time. Dodger Stadium playoffs. Oops.
Yeah, and last game too in Chicago. Sometimes it fucking happens. I want the Cubs to win because as a Red Sox fan, as somebody who has a dad who said he wished that his dad had seen the Red Sox win a World Series, I would like the Cubs to win so that people who are getting older in Chicago, at least they see one World Series.
There's been more
Series.
Specials, more documentaries, more closer looks on Cubs fans and what it means for them to win. Then it is
and then invite Bartman back and let him throw out a first pitch. Poor fucking guy.
Oh, my God.
How great would that be? Let Bartman come back and throw the first pitch.
Oh, my God.
At the very first game, opening day, Bartman back.
Josh,
that would be great for him.
I'm very taken aback right now. That's one of the greatest ideas I've heard, sports or non-sports related.
Well, shit.
Can I be honest? Yeah. But I would want it to have the emotional impact that it would have, like a LeBron James coming home and winning that parade. Jeremy Lin's epic 7-12 game run of just sheer brilliance on a basketball court when you were like tossed aside by the NBA and most of basketball. And then all of a sudden you got a chance.
And the Knicks sucked
dick. And the Knicks sucked dick. And you were in the biggest sports market in the history of the world on a team that hadn't been great and you made them great. I would want that amount of excitement around that to come around Bartman throwing at the first pitch. And hopefully it
Wait,
would.
Are you going to get Earth, Wind, and Fire to be there to sing before the game?
Why?
Just to generate that type of excitement?
Are
you
if you're asking,
Earth, Wind, and Fire don't generate that type of excitement?
Look, Earth, Wind, and Fire generate everything.
Well, they do, actually.
Because what else do you need other than Earth, Wind, and Fire to create? Like, those are the three. Captain Planet had what? Earth, Wind, Fire, Water, and Heart. And let's be honest.
Heart
was not necessary. Are you reconciling a marriage or fucking stopping a tsunami? Let's be honest. And Heart was the tiny, tiny Indian boy.
A great band from Seattle.
Tiny Indian boy?
No, Heart.
Oh. Yes, dude. And well, this Adam's favorite moment of the podcast was brought to you by Doritos. Now in nacho cheese.
Oh, that was great.
And I just.
Give me a voice. I'm feeling confident.
All right. Give me a voice.
All right. Give me one.
I'm going to give you if you were reading the trading card of this person, I'm going to give you their stats. And then you create the voice based on that. All right?
Huh?
I'm going to give you the trading card stats of the person, and you create the voice.
I'm creating the voice.
Look, have you seen the back of a trading card?
Yes. I'm going to get a drink.
Yeah. Do you want to hit stop?
No.
All right. So, you know, like I had trading cards in elementary school. I don't know if I've talked about this. Thank you. But when I was, a hefty kid, and by hefty I mean fat, and by fat I mean a male boy with tits.
Did you have movies?
I can't remember what they looked like, but I remember making jokes about it in stand-up when I first started.
Me too.
So
I wore a T-shirt in the pool for many years.
Many years. Yeah, dude. Yeah. And guess what? I'm doing a sex scene tomorrow where I gotta have my shirt off.
A sex scene?
In the Joey Mac show, yeah. So things come full circle, dude. It's like, here I was, shirt in pool, afraid of the tits. Now I'm all about the tits. Shirt off.
Sex with Joey Mac tomorrow?
No, dude. There's a girl involved.
Oh, you, Joey Mac, and a girl?
Hilarious.
What network is this on?
By the way, take out Joey Mac. Leave the girl. Dude on girl. Normal style.
I get it in and out. Normal style. I have to tell you.
But yeah, fat kid. So, trading card said, you know, Adam Ray, favorite team, you know, Baskin Robbins, favorite player.
Got it.
Ice cream cake.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I fucking hate ice cream cake.
Okay. And we'll be wrapping up this podcast in the next 4 or 5 minutes. What is wrong with you?
For whatever reason.
Well, the reason that we'll decide on once we get to what the reason is.
No, for whatever reason, I just can't fucking stand ice cream cake.
Why?
I think it's...
Those two worlds should always be together.
I like ice cream and I love cake.
Keep them separate.
Yeah.
If you're coming to the Wolf's Den, you better fucking have two plates, motherfucker.
You want ice cream cake? You better put that shit together yourself.
You're trying to get chewed up by the wolves?
Yeah, no. I can't stand an ice cream. If you bring an ice cream cake to my house, you better have a pretty good fucking reason. And that reason isn't having a good time.
No.
Because I know that's not what comes with a good time.
It comes with a good time.
Just regular cake.
Fuck. And then ice cream is an option.
Sure.
Ice cream is always like a side dish for you.
It's too thick. It's too much. And I don't like the crust.
Well, I don't know how I truly feel about that, but... Look, ice cream cake's not... I'm not going to sit here and defend... Look, if I were running for office, my first move wouldn't be, you know, and at some point we will make Josh Wolf love ice cream cake. That won't be my platform, because I don't care that much.
No.
But I do worry that you don't love combining snacks that, like, most people love being combined.
I'm a big combiner of snacks.
What's the craziest thing you've combined food-wise?
I ate...
Ever put ketchup on mac and cheese?
Yeah. I also ate an almond and mayonnaise sandwich once.
Almond?
Almond and mayonnaise sandwich.
Okay. So you put almonds in between bread, and you wiped that bread with mayonnaise.
Well, I put the mayonnaise on the bread first, and then I put the almonds on there.
All right. You don't have to be a dick about it. So I'm just... So,
I didn't want you to think that I put the almonds on there and then I tried to spread it.
I know. By the way, great proofread on your part.
I just was trying to clarify for you. Yeah.
No, for me and for everybody. Because guess what? I would have secretly judged you if I was like, what kind of a fucking asshole puts the almonds in?
Yeah, I wasn't like, yeah, I was just trying to, you know.
And guess what? When I said, what nut would you accept?
Yeah.
We found out.
Yeah.
Almonds and mayonnaise. Dude, well, we came full circle.
Here's why, but that I was super high, and it was basically the only thing left in the house.
Say no more, dude. Okay. That's MacGyver style.
Yeah.
That's MacGyver style.
What's the weirdest thing you put together?
By the way, MacGyver, that show, let's be honest, created by a guy. Guys have the best drunk logic, and I say this in my act. That's why, like, you know, about my buddy tried to open the front door to his apartment one night by pressing his iPhone on the door, and I'm like, he got so drunk, he thought he came home to the future. You know,
it's funny.
But he was normally I'd laugh at that behavior, but he's Asian, so I was like, that's not totally impossible for you to fathom you can do in that.
Right.
Like, Asians know for me well at times, technologically speaking, so when you see an Asian press the phone on a door to open it, you're like, hey man, is that fucking something we can do now? Yeah. What are you hiding from us? Whatever. So for what were we talking about?
Yeah, this high moment brought to you by weed.
I was locked in to every moment of the last 43 minutes.
Yeah.
And guess what, dude? Rug just got pulled out from under.
Yeah, can I tell you something? You were I'm not sure how you got to where you
I'll figure
ended
it
up.
Out. No, I'll figure it out.
Tell me where you ended up again.
The iPhone, pressing the nut in the nut in the food. Nuts and all. Oh, dude. Guys thinking outside the box. Guys thinking outside the box.
I'm so impressed that you came back to that.
I'm locked in. Guys thinking outside the box when they're fucked up is my point there. So for my buddy to even think he could open the phone, the door with his phone,
by the way,
is a dude move because you're like, I'm a dude, I can do anything.
But can I tell you something else? You know what else the best thing about that is? Where we are technologically, when you said it, I was like, we're going to be able to do that soon.
We will. And the joke will be retired. That's one of those ones that I never thought would have a shelf life, but it will soon.
Yeah, fucking for sure.
So when you ask what's the craziest thing you've added, like with, I go, I you know, we're on a little tangent there, but just to prove the point that, like, for whatever reason, dudes are, they get really clever when it comes to, like MacGyver, right?
I'm saying that's where we started.
Yeah, you come up with the pistachio mayonnaise sandwich is a MacGyver move. MacGyver, originally, that show was based on a guy who tried to fucking make a jet ski out of a box of Wheat Thins and a couple fishy crackers.
Mm-hmm. You don't forget about the gum.
And the gum.
Gum's in all that shit.
MacGyver always had gum.
Oh, yeah.
When in doubt, gum it up.
Yeah, because gum holds keeps shit together. Yeah.
Do you think like there was a guy, do you think he had a friend named that he nicknamed Gum? Because he goes, dude, you always keep things together.
Do you know what I was wondering last night?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I was wondering last night? You think guys on the gymnastics teams give each other nicknames? Like Thumper?
For sure. Because nicknames are, who doesn't love a good nickname?
And here's the other thing I was thinking last night.
Yeah.
Those guys are pound for pound the strongest people in the world.
1,000%.
I caught a clip on TV, and I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, living it up.
But dude, the strongest people.
Yep.
The way they fucking throw their body weight around. I was thinking about that. You know those rings?
Duh.
So you know how they hold straight out?
Yes.
Not even for half a second could I do that. On the way down. Like, that's how quick it would happen. No. Could you hold yourself up for half a second?
No. No. Look, there's a lot of things the men gymnastics do that I'm like,
I want to be able to do one backflip.
I was going to say, which event would you want to do if you could? If God goes for one day, you get to do this event as the best of the best.
Oh, shit.
Josh Wolf, today you are the best of the best at what?
The rings. Fuck, killing those things.
That's probably 97% of dudes would say that.
Is that what you would say?
Well, yeah, who sang the floor routine? I would love to backflip to the Frozen soundtrack.
I'd like to do the, what's that, the wooden horse? What is that?
The pummel horse. Also dope.
Pummel. The pummel horse?
Yeah.
I have to tell
pummel
you.
Pummel or pummel?
Huh? Arnie Pummel.
Okay. we'll be right back.
You know, have you ever tried to run and jump on one of those things? I'm assuming that front part is called the
little trampoline.
I think that's the pummel, and that other thing is the horse. Horse.
The pummel horse is the long thing that they dance on.
Dance?
Dude, it's a dance. When you watch the best of the best, Carrie Strug, Nadia Comaneci, Dominique Dawes. Who was the girl in this past one? Gabrielle Sidibe. No, that's a girl from Precious. Who was the other young?
Wisnowski.
Nope.
Abby.
No, she was very popular black gymnast. She was young.
No, not you talking about Gabby Douglas.
That's not it. Gabby something. It's not
Gabby
Douglas. Is it?
Gabby Douglas.
All right, I'm about to. What are we betting right now that it's not Gabby Douglas?
You're getting the
field. Subway sandwich.
Wait, you're getting the field and I get Gabby Douglas?
It's not Gabby Douglas.
But it's Gabby something.
Right, but it's not Gabby Douglas. So what are you backing that it is or it isn't?
I'm saying it's Gabby Douglas.
Okay, great.
It's Gabby Douglas. The more I'm saying it out loud, neither one of them sound like an actual
Gabby word. Olympics, and it is Gabby
Douglas.
Wait a minute, is that her?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, you know what sucks, though?
Am I right?
I was thinking of somebody else.
Oh, that's the fucking worst.
Yeah, but that sucks. Yeah.
Why did you just say, oh, no, I was thinking. Clearly, you were.
No, I wasn't. I'll tell you who I was thinking of. Olympics.
Yeah.
Gymnastics 2016. I'll tell you who I was thinking of. Ready? Here we go.
Her name's Gabby Douglas, right?
Yep. Gabby Douglas, you were spot on. But the young phenom that I was thinking of is there she is, far left.
I know who you're talking
about. Show her name. It's something crazy, gymnastics-y. Fuck. Simone Biles, dude.
Yeah.
Gabby Douglas. Well, what do you owe me? What do we bet? A Subway sandwich.
I can't believe you went Subway sandwich.
Because, dude, affordable, a part of life. A part of life. Not easily out of the way.
Out of the way. Don't have to go somewhere, really.
Dude, there's a Subway 10 minutes from anywhere.
Yeah.
If you, unless
bet.
You live
it's
in the
a
desert.
Safe bet.
Yeah.
Not only is it a safe bet for you, but it's also, if you receive it, it's a delicious bet.
You're never not pumped.
No,
that you
so
got
it's
a
like
Subway.
Safe and delicious. That was my nickname in high school. Safe and delicious. It is for sure. Safe and Delicious should be a rapper.
Yes.
No, Safe and Delicious is like a rap group.
Safe and Delicious sounds like some sort of DARE spinoff program where they were like, look, we
don't
know,
do drugs, but here are marshmallows.
No, they don't. They go, don't do drugs. They go, but there's some drugs that are actually super fucking fun and not that dangerous. You know, that's why it's Safe and Delicious.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like...
This is actually brilliant, by the way.
I thought you were going to be like, don't do drugs because here's a cake, which is safe and delicious. And not an ice cream cake because those are neither safe nor delicious.
Well, and again, this is where we differ. Hardcore.
Is that like one of your all-time favorite desserts?
No, but look, can I continue on the safe and delicious plan?
Yeah, go. Safe and delicious.
Yeah. To make it popular. A dare.
Which insurance plan are you gonna get? I think I'm gonna get the Safe and Delicious plan.
What, not State Farm?
Nah, Safe and Delicious.
Safe and Delicious gives you a free pack of shrooms. Dude, Safe and Delicious, because look, Dare, they're coming at you hard. They get in your face. They go, look, don't ever fucking do a drug. Drugs are the devil, drugs will fuck you up, they'll kill your family. There's Family Guy spoofed a bit once where it was like, you know, it was an AA meeting, I think, for weed, and it was like, marijuana, like, you know, destroyed my career. And, you know, and killed my wife and raped my grandma. Like, it was, you know, a heightening of, like, ridiculousness. So, Safe and Delicious is the first program that comes out and goes, look, you guys are going to probably dabble in this anyway. So, here's what's up, and here's how to handle it. Don't get them from here. Don't do this much. Don't do this. And then maybe they, like, have more responsibility about it.
So, what
it's
you're saying
like with
is...
sex, right? With kids, like, when do you give... Dude, now with porn on the internet, dude, like, I mean, my nephew, I think, is...
But you don't...
12. Dude is on the hub. He's on the hub. He loves the hub.
You don't...
P-Hub. Porn Hub,
I know,
okay?
I know it is, but you don't watch porn because there are dicks on there.
Dude, I'm not searching... dick plus maybe boobs.
Maybe boobs.
Maybe boobs, but guess what? If it ain't,
I'm gonna Google maybe boobs.
Oh, guess
right
who's
now.
Googling? No, dick plus maybe boobs.
Dick
you can't.
Plus dick.
By the way, maybe boobs. Worst Dick Tracy character of all time. Dick Tracy's like, yo, dick money plus. Penny. Oh wait, no, that's James
maybe.
Bond. Who was Madonna? She was like Goldfinger face or something. All right.
My favorite character in that was Mumbles.
Mumbles, played by
Dustin Hoffman.
Yes. But Pacino was in it, and De Niro, right?
Yep. Sex talk, realness, breast sex.
What'd you get with maybe boobs?
Dick plus maybe boobs. The first thing that comes up is an article in Cosmopolitan from December 26, 2013. The second thing that comes up is an article that says penis, vagina, and boob emojis are now a thing. Oh, here's the other one. Big cock teen member. Always be my maybe full movie.
What?
That's it. Now, if I just Google, I know you guys are riveted, but if I just Google maybe boobs, the first thing that comes up, you ready?
Yep.
I'm going to give you, because I don't.
By the way, such a long wait for the listeners, but guess what? If you're locked in at this point with this episode, dude, you can't wait for the conclusion of the maybe boobs proof.
I'm going to give you
maybe boobs proof. By the way, is an episode of Nancy Drew of the Nancy Drew Mysteries.
with the Hardy Boys.
Yeah. Welcome back. Yeah.
I'm going to give
when
you.
When Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys combined.
Hardy Bros would be who is now. It wouldn't be the Hardy Boys. It would be the Hardy Bros.
Wow.
Oh, the Hardy Bros
great
is
sketch.
Fucking a great sketch, yeah. Dude.
Nancy Drew and the Hardy Bros.
Hardy Bros?
Wait.
Stop
and
it.
And the Nancy Drew Hoes and the Hardy Bros?
Nancy Drew would be played, would be the straight man.
Yeah.
And the Hardy Bros. So it's Nancy Drew.
And she's
Drew,
trying to solve the crime.
And they're the
Hardy
Bros.
Hardy Bros. And they're like,
oh my God.
They're fucking it up.
Hilarious. We should do, so we should just start a tiny little 3 minute at a time web.
Hardy Bros. The, trying to solve crimes.
Nancy Drew and the Hardy Bros. We gotta get a good Nancy Drew.
It's got, no, the Hardy Bros, they're dudes with Affliction t-shirts,
oh,
dragons,
yeah.
Neck tats, chain wallets.
Yeah, and I got like bedazzled on the back of my jeans.
By the way, if you're a dude out there and you...
True, I'm like a True Religion hoodie.
Yo, in the heat, all my jeans were True Religion.
Yeah.
And not until that did I realize like, oh, those jeans, because I was like, oh man, I was like, these are not me. Not that I... Look, I ain't gonna shit on if that's what you love, but also be a little bit aware. Like, you got those on, you got bedazzled jeans, and you're a dude. Check in real quick, just before you go out. Give yourself a quick look and go, like, yeah. Is this dope?
By the way,
and guess what? If you love it, hell yeah, dude. Because again, my motto: don't no judgment.
But if
be
if,
you,
if you as you're spraying on your axe, take a good
your axe body spray.
Yes, take a good look. And decide if that is really what you
say,
want.
Look, should I spray more axe or
let me axe somebody
or leave the bedazzled jeans?
Yeah. So that, let me just, I'm going to give you 10 guesses, like 20 questions. You'll never guess what may be boobs when you Google it. What the first thing comes up.
Tell
ready,
me.
Ready to go. You want to play? You want to take some guesses? And I'll tell you if you're.
Yeah.
All right, go.
Maybe it's I don't know, dude. But.
You're not good at this game. The
it's a cartoon. It's a side boob shot of like I don't know, dude. Fucking the Jetsons mom.
Wow,
I wonder
if that's in here.
And you're like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, did she maybe have boobs as a cartoon mom? And you're like, well, she's
the
a woman.
Unless
she's
mom.
A breast cancer survivor cartoon.
She is.
That's what I'm saying. Unless she is, maybe she doesn't have boobs. But the search was maybe boobs.
The best cartoon boobs, I think, are Thelma in Scooby-Doo.
Dude, she was like 5'4",
yeah.
Triple D.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And we all know that girl. And guess what? I'll give a quick shout-out to two of the girls that I knew growing up. Fifth grade. Oh, shit. Erica something. Yo, whatever your last name was. You know who you are because to this day have never physically seen or known of bigger. Yo,
in
your
fifth
boobs
grade?
Your boobs were bigger than your head. She got a reduction surgery.
In fifth grade?
I think in sixth grade the surgery happened. Fifth grade, boobs were out. Then cut to seventh grade, Kellogg Middle School. Emily Leon, you are dope. You are super sexy. You were way cool back then. I'm sure you're super dope now. But in the seventh grade, you had the biggest boobs we had ever seen, and they rested on your desk. Yeah, and we couldn't believe what we were looking at. You're going from 6th to 7th grade where...
Oh, huge difference.
2% of the girls are wearing bras. Well, actually, that's not true. 89% are wearing bras, but 2% are filling them out.
Yeah.
And now you cut to... 7 months later, and you see these things
resting
on a desk,
yeah.
And you see the teacher put a test around the girl's boobs when she lays them down on the desk.
And you're still just this prepubescent, like...
Nothing is figured out, dude. You don't know what anything is or where it goes.
Oh, you just know that those are things that you think you'll like.
You know you do. You know you don't. You see them... Dude, it's very cut and dry with boobs, I think.
Yeah.
Right? You go... Those are dope, but those don't do anything for me. And is those don't do anything for me? Is that when you know you're gay?
Maybe
not. I don't know.
A lot of gay dudes like boobs.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. So how? Yeah. Well,
they're just wonderful.
Look, when I saw Emily Leon, I couldn't have been more excited. I was like, I don't even know what
seventh
how
grade.
They got that big, but I wanna, and I don't even care. You know what? I'm just glad that you're here. And I'm glad that we're sitting.
Did you go to school there for the rest of through high school?
Yeah, dude. What if I just started crying?
Yeah. I don't want to wait.
She was the one that got away.
For our lives to be over.
Oh, she was the one that got away, buddy.
She was.
You know, we're at our
Wrap it up. By the way.
Listen, we, I have to say.
A lot of tangents. Somebody tweeted at us, you guys should call the name of this podcast Tangents.
Yeah.
And guess what, dude? Touche. But and also,
this one,
this piques your interest.
We covered a lot of, a lot of bases.
You want to stay attentive during a podcast for an hour? This is the podcast for you. Covered a lot of bases. A lot of bases. Can I tell you, numerous times during this conversation did I go, oh, I got to listen back to this one. Because there's a lot of like genuinely funny moments.
Yeah, man.
But I feel that about all of them. But this one, like, maybe it's the environment, the nice home, you know.
Maybe the weed.
The weed, the tequila.
Yeah.
Look, my Seahawks are 4-1 going into next week, okay? Your Pats are...
5-1.
You're 5-1?
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Right?
They're, yeah.
Because Cleveland,
guess what?
Yeah, 5-1.
There are two threats for the Seahawks in the NFC, the Cowboys and the Vikings. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's safe to say that five games in.
Are you even though my sold, Seahawks, you're sold on the Cowboys?
Even though my I am. Even though my Seahawks you know, got away with one, quote unquote, because people go, oh, pass interference, Richard Sherman held back Julio Jones' arm. And apparently, from what I've heard, he did. And also
you didn't see it?
I did.
Yeah.
So he did. But guess what? He's also a master.
Yeah.
At he gets that close, he goes, look, I got Earl Thomas shading a little bit. I got the back ref who can't totally see, and this is when I can do it.
Here's my
thing. Julio Jones is a little aggressive up top, but that late in the game, what do you call? And what do you go to the replay for? And Dan Quinn, ex-Seahawk defensive coordinator, and by the way, Dan Quinn, now you're on the Falcons, so fuck you, dog. You were losing your mind with good reason. So when a coach loses their mind that bad, I go, oh, they must have seen something I didn't see. And I think, and then I see what he's up.
He hooked him.
Yeah.
But here's my theory on that. I hate hearing people saying game. Look, there are blown calls every single play. I think I heard an offensive lineman say that there's holding every play.
Nice.
Every play there's holding.
I would love to see you that could quote call, blasted every Sunday.
You could call holding every play.
Because there's no way not. Dude, also,
come on.
The amount of adrenaline and fierce competitive nature.
You can call a penalty every play. And so
you can't be doing it right all the time.
No, and that's just part of the deal.
Throwing your body in harm's way.
It's part of the deal. It's part of the deal. So I hate to hear people look, and I don't think they should replay penalties. I know you had talked about it, but I don't think so. I don't think you replay penalties.
I don't think you do either, because
where you
you're taking
do it,
away some of the authenticity of the spontaneity.
Every single play.
Yeah, you could.
Every single play, if someone was like, I get held, and be like, all right, let's check it out.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
we've all been in those pickup
worst.
Games, too. Those 24-hour fitness basketball games, or those little league football games, or those street ball football games, or those flag football, Nerf football, whatever games, where
the dude that calls traveling at the YMCA?
Oh, my God. Dude. By the
Holy
way, there,
fuck.
What a great thing to discuss real quick. The amount of, like, what to call in a pick a basketball game. If you're calling double dribble, if you're that guy, guess what? You're basically saying, like, to everybody, hey, guys, I kind of suck.
Yeah, but so, I know the rules.
But I know the rules.
That's what you're saying.
And guess what? Because I'm not that great, but I know the rules, I'm using the rules to fucking pull you down to my level.
Yeah, basically,
guess what?
It.
Even though, yeah, dude, I know none of this matters. I know it's Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah. Dude, I'm home visiting my family. You live here. And guess what? This is a home court advantage for you, but I'm in town for a couple of days, and I'm coming down, and I got new shoes.
And I'm calling double dribbles.
And I'm feeling good, and I'm calling double dribbles. And I'm calling double dribbles. Dude, you just made me had a flash forward to Thanksgiving weekend when I go home to Seattle, and I go to this, like, it's called Harbor Point Gym, and it's the mean age is probably 57,
yeah.
Okay? Older men and women go there. And maybe transgender. I haven't been there in over a year. They might have a transgender bathroom. I hope they do. Washington's a very progressive state. We got legal weed, and we got fucking Gary Payton and Russell Wilson. and Stephen Hauschka. So this Harbor Point place – it's very chill, but like in the holidays, there's a lot of pickup games with a lot of people from surrounding. Anyway, you made me want to go show up, goggles, short shorts, tank top, maybe an Otis Thorpe jersey, maybe a fucking Thunder Dan jersey, homemade. They don't even sell those, says somebody from the fucking second court.
And then you know what you should do also? You should bring a boom box with you. And when
playing
you
run, what?
Well, you have to have whatever you run on, whatever you're running onto the court music is. So you press play and then you run back.
This is how we do.
You run back around the bleachers and then it starts and then you run out.
Holy fuck.
Come on.
And then I go and then I stop and I take and guess what? And they go, let's shoot for ball. And I go, ball up. And they go, what? And I go, ball up. They go, we're shooting for ball. Ball up. Which basically just mean like, I want the ball.
Yeah.
But you're saying it the wrong time. Cause that's
because you
ball
don't
up is what you say during the game when you're like, check it up. So ball up, and then they give it to me, and then I just fucking do a sky hook from half court and fucking completely miss it. I go, we're shooting for ball, and I do a sky hook from half court, and then I completely miss it, and I go, and I hike my shorts up and take a sniff and go, P.S., I'm calling double triple.
No, you know what you do? You know what you do? You go,
P.S., I'm,
you go,
P.S., I'm a big bummer today.
Hey, listen, I know you guys are usually a little loosey-goosey with the double dribbles down here. Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. You guys mind your double dribbles and no carrying.
No carrying.
You keep that hand on top of the ball.
By the way, pivot feet will be assessed.
And don't get me started on charges. Oh, you know he takes a charge.
The only charge you guys should be doing is fucking at Macy's or Target today for your families. It's the holidays. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. But seriously, I'm calling traveling. I'm calling fucking spin move, pivot, double dribble, turnaround, double dip,
listen,
chocolate chips.
I hope you guys, I hope everybody has a happy holidays. I got everybody here presents. Make sure you go home. You tell your families I love them. It's really been a great year. But listen, stay out of the paint. I'm calling 3 seconds.
I'm calling three in the key, dude. Yeah. Even Derek McKee didn't call three in the key.
No, you know what? And when he took off his sweatshirt, he had a game jersey and the name said three in the key.
Dude, that's how we end it. Thanks for listening. See
later.
You next week.
Later. Good call.
Hey, what up, peeps? It's Jesse May Peluso here to tell you about my podcast, The Sharp Tongue, heard each week right here on the Sideshow Network. Every episode is a slice of my life as a touring comedian, and I'm bringing you my favorite funny and interesting friends to talk about whatever is on our minds. I talk about road stories. I talk about horror movies, music, putting fingers in buttholes. Everything you ever want to talk about is right here. It's A Sharp Tongue with me, Jesse May Peluso, every week on iTunes and the Sideshow Network. Download, rate, and subscribe, and tell a friend to check us out, because we need validation. And by we, I mean me. I'm alone here in the studio.